And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight on the Dune Summer Theater. And they're going to talk about some of the things they have going on and also education things going on. And their first production of the season, we have Steve Scott, who's the artistic director, Max DeTogne, and Emily Franks, who's the education coordinator. They're going to all talk about that. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, everyone.
Aloha, everyone.
Thank you, Larry. Nice to see you. Esther.
Yes.
See you.
And we'll start with you, Steve. Tell us about your season, especially the first show, which is kind of unique as a musical about mental illness.
Well, yeah. And when you describe it, it sounds, oh my God, they could make that into a musical. Our first show is a Pulitzer Prize winning musical called Next to Normal, which is basically about a family in crisis. The central character is Diana, a mother who is suffering from severe depression and perhaps some other mental challenges. And we watch her go through various treatments to try to become right. But we also focus on various members of the family and the effect of her illness on everyone around her. Max plays Dan, her husband. I should say before Max starts talking, every time I describe this, I think, oh, my God, it sounds so depressing. I want to go shoot myself. But no, it's not. It's actually very hopeful. And at its heart, it's about family. And it's about what normal really is. You know, we all think we should be coming from a normal family. And we all discover that there are no normal families. Perhaps all we can ever hope to be is next to normal. So there you go. So Max is playing Dan, and I'd be fascinated to hear what you think of the character and of the play and all of that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I just want to start by saying this is far and away my favorite musical. Not just the music, but the storyline. And it really makes you question your day-to-day. It brings a lot of relatively taboo subjects up, mental health, drug addiction, drug abuse. And it sheds new light in ways that make you want to question how those impact your own life. I remember I saw the show on Broadway and I was just absolutely devastated at the end. It's very, intense and heartfelt, but it's very, it's a lot. It's an emotional train wreck. But I remember turning around and seeing this boy who maybe had something going on at home, and he was broken and sobbing and had people, not his family members, like people from the seats behind him and stuff, that were all consoling him. And I think this show really brings, just a different layer, and it's so well put together and so well crafted.
Yeah, it's brilliantly written, and the music is complex, as the actors are finding now. But really, ultimately, a rewarding, very rewarding musical play. And we are partnering with the Samaritan Counseling Group in Michigan City to do a couple of post-show discussions on Sunday afternoons to talk about all of the resources open to people in LaPorte and Porter counties who are facing challenges. And I think that's a very important part of our production, is kind of reaching out to the community and saying, okay, if you are dealing with this, these are the people you can call who can help. And I think that's going to be...
I think that's a brilliant collaboration. Congratulations on that.
I was talking to the folks that are working with us on the discussions a couple of weeks ago, and I was getting insights into my own family situation that I hadn't heard in 25 years of going to a therapist. So it's going to be very exciting, both the play and the discussion. So.
Well, other things we have going on, Emily Franks, who is now the education coordinator, also appeared in Cabaret and will appear again in Cabaret, and we'll talk about that later, of course. Emily, tell us about what you have going on for the youth at Dune Summer Theater.
Yes, thank you so much. We are so excited about our classes this summer. We are doing four different classes with two different age groups. The 8 to 12-year-olds will have the opportunity to do a cutting from Matilda or a cutting from Seussical. And the 13 to 18-year-olds will have the opportunity to do a cutting from Newsies or a cutting from The Addams Family. These are very fun, family-friendly plays. I've taken them, condensed them into just short stories, and every kid kid will have the opportunity to audition and to get a part in this role. We are going to be focusing on acting, some improv, and what that brings into the theater world, and singing and dancing, obviously, in these musicals. Now, you don't have to be a singer or a dancer to be a part of these classes. We will definitely allow everyone to be a part of these, and we are so excited to bring musical theater to younger students in our area.
And how do they find out about the courses?
We have online resources. We have all the information online on the Dunes Arts Foundation website.
DunesArts.org.
Yes. And we have posters up, and we are handing out rat cards. We are doing everything we can to advertise for these classes.
And when do the courses run?
They start June 13th. And the first two start June 13th, and then they run for 3 weeks apiece. And then the second two classes start the following 3 weeks. I don't know the exact dates off the top of my head, but they start June 13th. And we also have scholarships available for kids who might not be able to pay the full $200. We really want to bring theater to everyone, no matter, regardless of status or wealth or whatever. We really want everyone to have a chance. So there are, on the website, we have scholarships available if you cannot pay for it.
Very good. Well, we'd like to thank you all for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. Friday, May 27th through June 12th is Next to Normal performances, and you can find out more about the youth programs there for Dune Summer Theater, which is located at 288 Shady Oak Drive in Michiana Shores. Thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, everyone.
Yep.